This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Another week, another visit to Taiwan by a group of American government officials. This delegation led by Eric Holcomb, the Republican governor of Indiana. He is traveling, the governor is, with Hoosier colleagues looking to expand economic and academic ties by, in particular, bringing semiconductor production by Taiwanese companies to Indiana. We do not, I imagine, by this point in the news cycle, need to review the visit to Taiwan by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Chinese response to the visit to Taiwan by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and the Biden administration's announcement that it's going to launch official trade talks with Taiwan in the fall. It is politically complicated. It is also, even with the size imbalance between Taipei and Beijing, a big deal economic story. We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to explain what's at stake here.
The U.S. wants to stop China from taking over the island by force and threatening U.S. allies like Japan and South Korea. But reducing trade barriers and expanding business ties has its own economic logic, says Mary Lovely at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Trade is an integral part of why Taiwan is important to the U.S. The island has been able to produce very important products and has become an integral part of U.S. supply chains.
Taiwan is the U.S.'s eighth largest trading partner, and it exports crucial advanced computer chips, says Ishwar Prasad at Cornell University.
It's a market for certain U.S. exports, such as agricultural products, but also consumer goods that actually come through China do have technology from Taiwan. Taiwan also exports directly to the U.S.
So why unsettle all these crucial supply chains with official visits and trade talks that raise China's hackles? Prasad says the U.S. is trying to assert regional economic leadership.
It's one way of, poking China in the eye.
Also, U.S. officials, like the delegation from Indiana, want Taiwanese companies to build more factories to produce their fancy computer chips here in the U.S. Finally, former U.S. ambassador to APEC, Kurt Tong, says U.S.-Taiwan trade talks are likely to be less provocative to China than political or military moves.
Having the Taiwan economy closely linked to the rest of the global economy is not really a threat to China's ultimate hope of reunification.
He says China itself depends heavily on trade with Taiwan and wants the island's economy to keep thriving. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.